Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. An Australian woman claimed that she not only ate her deceased grandma's ashes as part of the grieving process, but then pranked her brother by mixing the ashes into his food. I guess like a spaghetti sauce or something.
Right, yeah. Grandma, it's in there.
Do you believe it, or do you think it's one of those, I'm going to say something to get more followers?
I don't know. After the whole toenail and ice cream thing, I'm thinking it could possibly happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ashes have turned up in other things before.
Bad things.
Yeah, throughout the years. Exactly. Right.
What do you think of that?
I would have vomited so hard, I would have turned inside out. It's different. Someone's ashes? No. Because basically, that's not
any different than ashes from a fire.
Right. No, because they are different. They're like crystallized. Mm. I'm surprised you didn't feel them.
I don't need ashes from a fire either.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah, ashes from a fire.
But I'm saying I'm not going to vomit.
No, because just the thought of it, like, I just ate grandma. Well, you know, it's kind of gross.
Which part would you be picturing?
Not one part at all.
Okay, good.
Just overall. Just bad. Plus, we have like a smoky taste, wouldn't it?
Chaz and AJ.
Like a moldy.
Smoked grandma. Hello.
Hello. Reveling contest.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I just didn't know if you knew there was a fire over by on 34 in Oxford. Two bodies were left in the car.
Oh.
Just saying.
What?
Talking about smoking.
How do you know this?
You might want to look into that.
When did it happen?
There was a car. It's still there. They're trying to figure out what it was. Or two bodies were left in the car. The car was engulfed by the time they got there.
It's on 34 in Oxford?
On 34, right by the dam. Yep.
Okay. Was it a car? Oh,
All right.
I saw rescue vehicles going. I had to pull over for one when I was coming in.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that's what happened. Was it a car accident?
Nope.
Why don't you tell us everything you know?
It wasn't an accident. I think it was intended to be somebody just brought the car over, ignited it.
How do you know all this?
Yeah.
You have a police radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because you know more.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay. I was pulled over. So first, I kind of rolled the stop sign.
Right.
And then there's a car behind me with blue flashing lights. I'm like, oh, damn it.
I did it again.
Oh, damn it. There's no one out here now. Really? You're going to pull me over?
Right.
I pull over, and they go around me. I go down the road, and I'm taking a left on the 34. I look up. That's where Stevenson's Dam is.
Yeah.
And I see a bunch of flashing lights. I'm like, oh, there's an accident up there.
Yeah.
Somebody just called and said they heard that there were two bodies found in a car that was burning, and they believe it was a double homicide.
Right.
This is all speculation.
Right.
And then someone sent you a video?
Yeah, one of the tribe members sent over a video. Apparently, the son recorded this on his way to work, and he called the police to report it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a car fire in Oxford, so...
That's all we can confirm now, that
right.
There was a car fire in Oxford.
Yeah, the car's pretty well engulfed, too. I mean, that sucker's roasting, yeah.
The video that you just showed me is 100% that car is gone.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Al in the shed.
I'm thinking it might be in the parking lot of the dam. That's why it's not bothering the traffic.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Right.
Yeah, there's a big parking lot there.
Yeah.
Pretty well hidden, so.
Just on the Twitch feed over here, Oxford 4:30 a.m., police activity at Roosevelt Drive and Punkup Road, vehicle fire, reports of possible deceased occupants, 7:32 a.m.
All right, this sounds more real now.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, guys.
All right, Al, thanks for checking in from the shed.
Yes, thank you, Al.
I'll be here.
Weather forecast today, Al?
It's going to lighten up, I promise.
There you go. See?
Thank you.
Then it's going to be nice for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Awesome.
All through Wednesday, yep.
Great.
Yeah. Okay,
so watch the car tomorrow. Thank you.
There you go. Good week for it.
Yes.
All right. Who's on the hotline here?
It's Jennifer. She just drove by the fire.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
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 Hey, so I was just leaving home, and I was driving by, and I saw all these emergency lights. There's police and fire everywhere. And, you know, if you're headed towards Monroe, and I was headed towards the Stevenson Dam.
All right, so if you're coming from Oxford going to Monroe, when you get to the Stevenson Dam, it's on the left.
Yes, and there's like a little area where you could pull over, like a little dirt area where you could pull over, and that's where the car is. It looks like it's maybe a Forester or a Ford Escape, something like that.
Yeah.
The car is completely burned out, charred, all the glass is gone, and Chaz, also Channel 3 is there. So
okay. They might know a little bit more, but I have a feeling that first caller we got gave us more information than anybody has officially on record.
Yeah, nailed it, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, agreed. Yeah, kind of scary, though. It's kind of eerie driving by, for sure.
Yep.
Ah.
Yikes.
It's a bummer.
It is.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
It's been a very weird 40 minutes here.
Right.
Absolutely.
And now you're on the phone. Even weirder. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, okay, love you, bye.
Hold it.
What? Oh.
She had something happen to her yesterday.
Oh, call back. Call back. Yeah.
Watch this.
Oh.
She is not.
That was a great report, though.
Yeah.
Took me to the scene right there. That's a shame.
Channel 3's website does have, not footage of the car fire itself, but breaking video of the traffic being stopped. And
right.
Et cetera.
Hey, do you want to talk about what happened to you yesterday?
No, Chaz, I do not.
Okay.
Okay, so now we want to know.
Oh, Ozempic.
Oh, Ozempic.
You know.
Call in any side effects you've experienced from this.
Right.
Did it work?
Right.
Did it not work? Did it stop working as soon as you stopped taking it?
Yeah.
There's a new report out.
That
you know, they have that long list of things.
The
like,
side effects.
May cause this, may cause that. At the end of the commercial.
Yeah.
It was just got longer, maybe.
Yeah.
Experts warn of dangerous weight loss drug side effect.
Okay.
According to two experts, the drugs could cause people to act out of character.
Oh.
Engaging in risky behavior, like gambling or making huge life changes, like getting divorced.
Oh, wow. Because they're thin now.
Yeah, call in your weight loss side effect.
Right. That's had a lot of side effects, I think. The Ozempic butt and other stuff.
Ozempic butt.
Yeah.
What is that?
That was when people were getting diarrhea.
Oh.
Yes.
I was picturing they lost weight everywhere except for their butt.
Oh, you're right. Look like an ant. Now I look like a bowling pin.
Yeah, some people pay to get their ass looking like that.
This is true, yes.
Let's see. This could include everything from an angry outburst to more serious disorders like pyromania.
Wow.
According to the Cleveland Clinic.
Def Leppard, cool.
What attorneys are going to grab onto this now?
Seriously.
Yeah, no, my guy killed him because he was on Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Okay.
Right.
Most studies focus on the only the rapid weight loss phase of these drugs, which very few studies focusing on longer-term outcomes. The co-authors, who include a gastroenterologist and a psychiatrist, go on to say that they've become aware of individuals who have started the blockbuster GLP-1 medications and made major life changes, such as divorce or house moves, within months of beginning their treatment.
Well, you know, new you, new life, you know.
Doug in Milford.
Yeah.
Hey.
I've been out for 6 weeks now. I've lost 22 pounds.
Wow.
Nice.
So how much more do you want to lose?
I'd like to lose another 40.
Wow.
Kind of by the end of the summer.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm not like a morbidly obese. I just want to get around 200, 220.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Wait. How much were you when you started?
282.
282.
And I want to lose 62
How
pounds.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And you want to lose 100 pounds total?
Basically.
No. So you want to be 182?
It wouldn't be bad. Okay. Good. You know, my fighting weight.
Exactly.
Okay.
Who fighting?
Do you have any side effects?
Oh, well, every week it's a roller coaster.
Hold it. The way you said, oh, right. we had to play the song.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
The first week was nausea. Oh, you couldn't do anything. I ate a piece of cake one night, and the next morning I was all bad.
Right.
That's what it does, though, right? It makes you think, like, food is gross. You eat and you get sick.
Steve-O!
Yeah. I eat dinner at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I don't eat again till noon the next day.
Wow.
And I'm not even hungry.
So it's almost like you're intermittent fasting.
That's what he's doing.
Yep,
it
yep.
kind of makes you not even hungry.
Yep.
And when you do
week
eat...
Week two was the...
When you do eat, can you eat a lot?
No. I was always a big eater. You know, you go out, you order the biggest thing in the menu, you know, you eat it all, you know. And now it's I eat half of what my wife eats.
Wow. Now you can yell at her. You're going to keep eating?
Yeah.
All right, so nausea, what else?
Week two was the Ozempic ass. It was you couldn't go 20 minutes away from a toilet bowl.
Well, I'm out.
Yep. Seriously, we have to play a little
Can you imagine?
Songs. Yeah.
I'd have to put here? A little tent in here.
Right. Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll be in the studio.
AJ's back in a monkey cage. What's that, Justin?
Can we play Stairway to Heaven?
I drive an hour to work, so you have to plan your route.
Right.
Oh, my. Oh, God. Okay, so week one, nausea. Week two, Ozempic butt.
Right.
Yep.
So what happened the third week?
It's kind of leveled out. I mean, it's not really bad. I don't get migraines or anything like that. And, you know, the diarrhea's kind of subsided, but a little bit of
kind of subsided?
Right.
What is that, like intermittent? You don't know when you're going to have it?
No, it's much better. It's maybe 2 to 3 times a day instead of every 20 minutes.
Yeah, because I want to eat later.
Right. You have diarrhea 2 or 3 times a day, and that's okay.
I am not having chili today.
That's the improvement.
That's the improvement.
Things are solidifying.
We've leveled off to 2 or 3
right
a day.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
You learn to carry baby wipes with you wherever you go.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you got to keep yourself fresh.
Oh, see?
Right.
There is no easy way.
No, there isn't.
There's no easy way to do it. All right.
No.
Okay. But it sounds like you're losing a lot of weight, and that's good for you. You'll live longer. You get that blood pressure down.
Exactly. Your toilet hose will die.
Your toilet wants to commit suicide. But... All right. Thank you, Doug. Thanks for sharing, bro. All right.
Literally sharing.
Bill in Westbrook.
Yeah, this is a tough share, man. It really is, but I'll do it anyways. I'm on Mounjaro. Mounjaro is very similar to Ozempic.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
I've been on it for a year. My A1C was a 6.7. So I was.
A1C. Is that a plane? It's like a military plane.
A1C. It's a military plane.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a quick trip to the to the 6 feet under for if not getting your blood sugar correct, right?
Oh, gotcha.
So that's it. That's what it's diabetes.
Gotcha.
So they put me on it. I'm down to 5.2. I'm 38 pounds down. I'm 6'2". I'm still 330 pounds.
That's a lot.
Right.
So
more to go.
I've got a long way to go.
Yeah, but you're doing it.
I'm a half a pound a week. And the stuff will teach you how to eat. And that's exactly what it's doing. Because I was another one of them guys who...
Shovel
like
food
pasta.
In. Yep.
Well, you know, and this will teach you. And the second you overeat, it reacts. And that's when you learn how not to overeat.
Yeah.
What do you mean reacts? What happens?
Oh, but...
Well, I think I could say this on the radio. You do know the term sharding, don't you?
Oh my God!
Gotcha, right.
Oh my God!
I just saw the guys in Fruit Loom just
my undies. Oh my undies!
I just saw the Fruit Loom guys just jump out of the waistband.
It happened to you?
Oh, good heavens, man!
I'd like to play a game.
It is rough, man. You're like, oh no.
No.
Yeah, you don't get the sneezes.
you know the term lesson learned. Lesson learned.
Oh, that'd be tough here. You're just laughing. It's like, oh!
They call him Bazooka
That's
Joe.
Exactly.
It's all warm down there.
Oh. Hey, Bazooka, how you doing?
Oh, brother.
And I'm sharing this on the radio, which I can't believe I'm doing.
That's good.
That's
no
all right.
no can see your face.
No, okay. But Bill, you might be helping other people in your situation.
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the deal. It is exactly what it's doing. I feel 100% better.
Good.
My car don't.
Well, I'll be honest with you, AJ, I wasn't in the car.
Where's the worst place you sharted yourself?
I was about, I don't know. I was 25 miles from home.
Okay.
Oh, that's a long ride.
I was working.
It's a long ride.
And it was like, oh, I'm not going to make it, man.
Yeah.
And there was and it's a Route 2 situation where there is absolutely no services anywhere.
Of course, Route 2.
Route number 2.
And to make it worse, when you pull off the exit, you pull into the convenience store. Sorry, bathrooms, you're not allowed to use one.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think you understand. It's not a question whether I'm allowed to use it. It's a question of whether I need to use it.
I'm using the back of your building.
All right. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, man.
Good luck on your way. Weight loss.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
Don't sneeze.
All right, let's talk to a guy now who's suing the mayor of New Haven.
Sure.
This is Matt Guarneri, president of the Italian American Defense League.
Okay, and what's your beef with the city?
Well, the beef with the city is they illegally removed the statue of Columbus from Worcester Square Park in 2020. The statue was originally funded, erected, and dedicated in the square in 1892. There was a lynching in 1891 in New Orleans that received national and actually worldwide attention. And a barber by the name of Donato Veach, he called a meeting. About 35 people at the time were at that meeting, and they decided to do something to mark their place in American history. And there was a man at that meeting.
I don't understand. I don't understand why you mentioned a lynching.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, so Italians were discriminated against. And they really feel welcomed in New Haven.
Okay.
And by erecting that, that statue, it was said that there was no more distinction between Italians and Americans.
Gotcha.
Italians were now Americans. So now you fast forward to 2020. There was no respect for Italians of the past, and there certainly wasn't respect for Italians of the present.
Matt, let me ask you a couple of questions just based on legalities.
Yeah.
The statue, who owned it, and the property that was on, who owned the property that it was on?
The property that was on is federally designated as an historic district.
Yeah.
There was money put in by the federal government. That means that there are extra protections. In a historic district, you can't change a gutter without going through a rigorous process. In that district, if you notice the pedestal, the cliff that the Columbus statue was on is still there.
Right.
And that is because of the efforts to oppose the city and to say you cannot modify this historic district. Legally, they couldn't. But at the same time, they did other modifications.
Okay, now
they ripped off the raw iron fence. They took off the plaque that said, Cristoforo Colombo, Italiani di New Haven. And they have plans to cover the 1492 and 1892 markings on the base. So that's protected, and they didn't go through the process or honor that it was a historic district.
So in the end, what your groups want is for the statue to return to that spot.
That's it. Okay. We respect.
You think that's going to happen?
Yes. We respect Mark Anthony Massaro, Billy Iovanni. They put a lot of time and effort into creating a new statue, yeah, because that's what Elliper ordered them to do, and they followed his wishes. They never were asked their opinion about the Columbus statue.
What do you think about the baggage that comes with Christopher Columbus, that he murdered a lot of people, and it was the beginning of the end of the Native American way of life here? What do you say to that argument?
You can't judge people of the past by modern day standards.
Right.
Columbus, we're all imperfect people, but when he went there, he protected the Indians that he formed alliances with, and he gave direct orders to treat the Indians fairly and with respect. There are modern day revisionists who are spreading rumors and lies about Columbus.
Man, this fight is a lot deeper than that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing you spend a lot of your time fighting these fights.
You know what? It's worth it, because I respect those Italians from 1892, and they were real people who erected that statue. And now there's a new statue that is an idealized, fictitious portrayal of an ideal Italian family. And that's from the imagination of somebody today.
Right.
But those were real people back then. And out of respect for them, without them, we wouldn't have any of this opportunity today. So this is deep and dear to my heart, to the 200 members of our organization, and to Italians across Connecticut and the whole country. This matters. We respect everyone. We want more statues and markers to honor people from all different races and ethnicities. We all make up the American story, but the majority of Americans believe, and I would even say it's up to 80 or 90%, that we should keep monuments and markers of our history, and we shouldn't tear them down. We need to keep these markers.
Yeah.
And
I always,
that's why
I've been to Worcester Square so many times. I never saw the statue.
Yeah.
I don't, any of these people who are complaining, did they actually ever walk by it?
Seriously. To get angry about it? Yeah.
On the day that the statue was there, there were outside agitators.
No one was from New Haven.
Nobody was from New Haven. And Waterbury, the mayor at the time, said, you know what? You vandalize a statue, we're going to prosecute you. We're going to come after you. They caught somebody who started to break the statue. They did follow up legally with him. They fixed the statue. It's still up. In New Britain, the mayor there had community conversations, and the community decided to keep the statue. So there are places where mayors
took a stand.
They honored the
took
law.
Their heels
and they showed leadership.
And the craziness went away. It was just this, like, crazy.
It was a wave.
Everyone was like, take all these statues down.
Yeah.
And some people buckled, some people didn't.
Right.
The people who didn't, everyone went away. No one's in Waterbury now.
No.
You know,
it's all
protesting a statue.
Yep, it's all done.
You know,
all right, well.
And the emotions were flying high. And right now, it's 4 years later. And I think in Congressman Rosa DeLauro's heart, in the Monument Committee, the people in their heart, they knew, they feel that it was wrong to remove that statue, and I'm hoping they have a change of heart again, so when we win the case and the statue's returned, that they'll be there honoring our Italian heritage together.
Who's your attorney?
Our attorney is Norm Pattis.
Okay. Okay, you got a good one.
Yeah, you do.
You got a good one.
You know, he's an expert on the federal courts and on constitutional law.
And a fighter. He's a fighter.
So again, if anyone wants to debate Columbus, I will accept the challenge, and we have the facts and the experts on our side.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
Like what, you would do that in like a public forum or whatever?
I would do that in a public forum, and I would say you bring your three best experts, we'll bring our three best experts, and let's have a debate.
And we need a fact-checking panel.
Right.
And that's really where this stems from. It's from the revisionists trying to change our country, change our history. And if we could show the good that Columbus did, which he did.
I was like, wow, maybe we could do this on the air. Then you started talking. I'm like, yeah.
Right. No, this is a lot deeper.
You know, I've invested a lot of time in the past 4 years I didn't know either.
Yeah.
And you could go down some rabbit holes, but to have a debate and to have some.
Now, you know what? I
got to
tell you, Matt, I'm thankful for people like you who respectfully argue and fight for things they believe are correct.
Absolutely.
And don't just look the other way.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times I think, man, I've kind of given up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of just try to get through it and let the craziness and just
live your life.
Watch it as a spectator.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the people who say, oh, no.
Yeah, no.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah, man.
Good for you. Thanks, Matt. We're going to link up to your stuff.
I appreciate it.
You're always welcome.
Yes, big time.
We're going to link you up on the radio station website. Bill Bachleckner is in.
Nice.
Connecticut Cryptic and USO Convention. When is it? Next weekend.
Yes. 8th and 9th.
At the Trumbull Marriott.
Correct.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. He has video of melonheads. I've never seen a melonhead. Heard about them my whole life.
Right.
Heard that they're from Shelton. Heard that they're from Trumbull. Heard from Monroe. Where are they from?
Trumbull, Dracula Drive.
Dracula Drive and Trumbull.
Or Velvet Road.
Perfect spot for it.
No, the neighbors going to hate me because more people are gonna
nah.
Yeah.
So yeah, my partner, my business partner Nick Grossman, who brought me into this, me and him, we says we need to do. We sent out videos for sponsors and this and that. So we went out there to do an investigation, and I bring in a night vision camera, which is a full spectrum light camera.
Right.
So you can see all spectrums of light, and there's a. We're talking, we're in the woods, we're in a spot in the middle, and we see this light blinking in the trees. And,
right.
And it was complete darkness, light blinking, and then we walked away from it, and we went onto the road, and then all of a sudden this being comes up out of the ground. On the camera, you see it manifest, and then it's about 15 feet off the road, and you could see the eyes, the little legs. It was probably about 2 feet tall.
Wow.
The melon head?
It was a melon head.
Okay.
It so could be, or
it had tiny
spirit.
Little legs, so but
like,
a giant head.
They're like actual
giant
melon,
head,
like actual
big
melon
head,
size.
Big
How does
eyeballs.
It balance itself?
Well, it's powers.
It's a spirit,
right?
Oh, it's not. So melon heads aren't real.
No, it's the spirits of them that died there.
Oh,
so supposedly what melon heads are? There was a family that was living in the woods.
Yeah,
right. They had some condition or something.
Well, 40s, 50s. I don't know if I want to word the ancestral things happening.
Right.
And eventually they end up moving out of there, but they're still shacks in the woods.
Right.
That they used to live. And they moved out to another town or whatever. They were chased out of there, but their spirits are still there.
Right.
Oh, hold
so
on.
That's where
Ronnie,
come from.
Ronnie in the truck, you had a melon head encounter?
Yes, I met a real live melon head, Chaz.
When?
I was in,
where?
About 20 years ago, I was in the DOC of Connecticut, and this little fella.
What is that?
Billy, the Department of Corrections.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
All you right. were working so, there or a guest there?
I was a guest.
Gotcha. Oh, right. Okay.
But now, yeah. Now you're out.
That's a story for another day.
Exactly.
Okay. But, right, yes.
Listen, the guy was about 4'11", 5 foot. His name was Billy. He was like a nervous little fella, like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And he had an enormous size head, but at least equivalent to a football helmet. And his parents, like, were, I guess it's Connecticut Valley Hospital back in maybe the 60s or so.
Right.
And the kicker of the whole thing, my brother, and this is no lie, no exaggeration.
Yeah.
He had shark teeth, 3 rows of teeth in his mouth.
Wow, like cone heads.
No, he was a melon head,
yeah.
AJ.
Yeah.
He was a strange little fella.
3 rows of teeth.
He was like a neck, yeah, some weird stuff. But, and I've been on Dracula Drive, Velvet Road, because you know, I'm from Bridgeport, and that is a creepy thing, brother.
Yeah,
I like they say, the neighbors there. I don't know how much they like it going down over that way, but it's a little freaky down there at night, man. I had my whole family on a Halloween one time and scared the hell out of them.
All right, yeah. So the melon head guy,
football
his name is
melon.
Bill,
right?
Were his eyes close together or far apart?
Far apart.
Far apart.
Oh, no, far. They were far apart. It was almost like, you know, like an alien head.
Right.
You know, like the typical cartoonish alien head they show.
Yeah. Hmm.
And he had these little, small ears too. And he really didn't talk. He just kind of like growled, like a Popeye thing.
Yeah, I'd stay with him. Do you know why he was in jail?
The rumor had it he was a necrophiliac. He like dug up graves and had sex with dead people.
Okay, they'll do it.
Well, you know, I would think that's a little, you know, far-fetched.
An hour ago, I said, well, it's not going to get any weirder.
You know, when you look like that,
was I wrong?
When you look like that, it's kind of hard to date. You can't go on Tinder.
You know, I mean, AJ. $100 bill, so you still can't get it done.
But, what? What did I miss?
Fellas,
$100
bill. $100
bill,
and you still can't get it done, that little fella.
Yeah. All right.
So,
thank you, Ronnie.
All right, man.
Hey, fellas, be good, man. Love you.
All right, love you, too.
Thanks, man. All right. Well,
we didn't mention this in this break, but Bill brought in a haunted doll.
Yes.
In a bag.
Right.
And we got the doll out of the control room. Justin took it and took it out of the bag.
Well, I wanted her to see what was going on, too.
Where's your camera?
Yeah.
You're putting her up to the...
Yeah.
Put her on the camera. Did you just see it?
I just saw something, yeah. I'm not sure what I saw.
Yeah.
In the process of...
Screenshot?
The legs are going to the left or the right, whatever, and you can see its head, and you see the eyes and the mouth.
Wow.
It comes right up out of the ground. It's...
Because that's where mouths come from.
Oh.
Right.
When Nick and I go on investigations, we always get it.
Oh yeah,
it's creepy as hell.
You got to document something. It. Yeah,
we always get something crazy.
Wow,
I don't. It's our energy.
Well, yeah, because
they're attracted to us.
Exactly. That's why.
How do you know that?
Because we get evidence every time we go out, and weird things happen every time.
Yeah,
every time. We found an Indian burial ground, and
that's usually where it starts.
Yep, and it's in Fairfield. I'm not going to say where. And we found a mound, and I went out there with some coffee and some tobacco, and I put it in a bag
right.
for an offering.
Yes.
Because we wanted to come back and do a tour. And then I was like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't because we don't want to. So anyway, we walked up to the mound, and all of a sudden, the whole woods just went quiet. Not a bird.
Nothing.
Not
no
a
sound.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Nothing. I placed the offering down. I said, this is for you. And I stepped away, and as soon as we stepped away, the sound came back. It's like.
Right, someone's put the sound back on.
Sound turned back on.
Wow.
Birds started chirping. Squirrels were chasing each other in front of us.
Life began to happen again.
Again.
Nice.
It's almost like Dudley Town.
Right. Oh.
There's no animals there. Not a sound.
Yeah.
It's just completely quiet.
Really quiet, yeah.
So that happened.
Wow.
You just know because you feel weird. You know that something's happening and it's not normal.
Kind of like that electricity in the air or the lack thereof.
He's holding the dot. Look at Justin.
Hi, AJ.
Hey.
It's a nice doll you got there. We believe the doll's name is Eleanor.
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 Why? Why Eleanor?
That's the name that popped in my head. And then I had a psychic friend, and she was talking to it, and she was getting Eleanor out of it.
Gotcha. It's a lovely name, Eleanor.
See, I believe in all this stuff, but
so
I think you might be crazy.
Yeah.
Do you get that? People must say, yeah, I think you're nuts. No?
I got blown up, so... Maybe made a screw loose.
Where did that happen?
Afghanistan.
Oh,
you're a veteran?
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Glad you made it. What happened?
I was a private contractor working for the Army Corps of Engineers as a bodyguard, and we're going
down. So you weren't in the military. You were a private contractor.
I'm a former Marine.
Oh.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm a Marine. But then went back as a contractor.
Right. Yes,
thank
you. I went back in 2008. Was in Iraq for like a year and 7 months. It was a call to Safabit. I was stuck on bases, but I was in charge of security. For the towers to protect the Army.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And then when that job, I ended up leaving that job and went to Afghanistan because I wanted to get outside the wire.
Yeah.
And run the roads. So I was protecting the Army Corps of Engineers and the USACE. And they're basically, we were going to the job site for the last inspection. And the money stopped. We usually used to pay these people not to blow us up.
Yeah.
So wherever the money came, I'm not even saying nothing. But
Yeah.
Right.
We took care of it. We were going down a road, and I was the first vehicle with my team leader and my Afghan driver. And we had a videotape of it. The third vehicle in the back had everything videoed. And you see a guy in black pajamas on the right, raises his hand with a phone. Then as we...
All bad. Yeah.
Then we go down on the left, and you see a guy in pajamas sitting down in Indian style.
Now, why wouldn't
looking
you...
towards the guy in the motorcycle.
Now, why wouldn't you... You know what's about to happen, right?
You're going like 40, 50 miles an hour, 50, 60 miles. You're not paying attention.
Yeah, not much time to react.
But you are.
I didn't see any of it because I'm in the back seat.
Okay.
And you get armored glass, and it's very hard. And we get a little things you can shoot out of, you know, outside the door. But
yeah.
So how did you know these things were happening? I'm sorry if I missed
After we got blown up, we reviewed the tape. We saw it all. So this guy, there's an old man. An old man was basically, what do they call it?
Get on the mic, please.
He was basically sacrificing his life.
Oh, okay.
As a post on a road.
Suicide bomber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just on a motorcycle because he was a post. He was the sign.
Right.
So as soon as we passed him, they blow us up. The guy was directly on the site. So when we look back, after I got out of the vehicle, that was massive. We should not have been lit. We should never have lived.
Yeah.
It blew the whole road. There was nothing left. I was directly on top of it.
Wow.
So anyway.
Everyone
made it. I turned around, and I see the guy pulling his motorcycle out of the hole. I'm like, how did he live?
Yeah.
We got it on video.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. Whoa.
Everything, the whole thing. Wow. So anyway.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Man.
Well, I'm glad you are.
Yeah, you've seen some stuff, dude.
No kidding. Victoria in Milford.
I had a quick question. I know you mentioned that you wouldn't bring it up, but I grew up in Fairfield, and I spent a lot of time, in the woods, hanging about. And can you just give me a little bit of elusive, maybe, is it possibly around Lake Mohegan, this Indian burial ground?
Not this one, but I'm sure there's more. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh. There's definitely an energy I feel there. This exactly what you described. There's this one part in the trail. It's just all pine trees. And every now and again, just utter silence in that area.
Wow.
And actually, I had somewhat an experience many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. It was near
trucks and birds.
Right. It's beautiful. But there was many years ago, my friends and I went skinny dipping late at night at Lake Mohegan, and out of nowhere...
By the way, this is how every great horror movie starts.
Exactly.
Some teen skinny dipping in the woods.
Right, then you hear that strange violin music.
Why do we keep doing this again and again? I know. We put ourselves at all this risk.
Right.
But there was this huge green light that just came from the sky and just kind of it looked like it landed by, the beginning of the trail. Scared the hell out of us. We ran, but we still came back again.
It's weird.
Yep.
It's weird. And if we saw you guys, we'd be yelling at the screen.
Right. Get out of the water. Get out of there.
Don't. What are you, stupid?
Don't go on the
water. Don't go back.
For God's sake, run.
As if the water moccasins aren't enough of a deterrent anyway, right?
Seriously, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bill Beckner is on. He's with the Connecticut Cryptic and UFO Awareness Convention happening a week from this weekend.
Yes.
At the Trumbull Marriott. You were choked out by a ghost?
Yeah, from this is where I was made aware of my
abilities.
Yeah. So I bought this haunted house. I just drove by it, and the weirdest thing is, I look at it. I'm looking for a house to flip.
Yeah.
And I drive by this creepy old house.
That's scary enough just to find one.
House built 1721.
Right. Okay.
And we call it the Curtis House. And
the Curtis House?
Curtis House.
Curtis House.
Not the one in Woodbury or whatever.
Okay.
No. That's the inn.
Right.
They didn't even call that any. They changed the name. But so I'm driving by the house, and I said to myself in my head, I says, I'm going to own you. I'm going to buy you.
Right.
3 days later, the sign goes up for sale. 30 days later, I own it on my birthday.
Damn.
And then next thing you know, I'm standing there, and this guy comes up to me, and he goes, your house is haunted. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I never really was into all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never knew these abilities or anything. So he goes, well, I should go in there and investigate it then. He's a psychic. He was actually a psychic medium. Very powerful. Guy,
not kind of a psychic.
Yeah, like
he's a real deal.
No apprentice here.
So he comes out and he says there's a residual energy of a woman, and then there's this old Buffalo soldier from Revolutionary War. And he drowned. And I says, well, what happened? What did you see? Because I would never go in. It freaked me out.
Yeah.
And He says, you know, well, he showed me a vision of water, and he goes, it closed my throat up so I couldn't breathe, and then had a sharp stabbing pain like a hot butter knife in my stomach. I said, oh, okay, interesting. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, I'm talking to the next door neighbor, and it happens to me right in the driveway.
Oh.
I doubled over, grabbed my chest, and I just remember looking up and going, oh my God, it's real.
Yeah.
And that was, and then I called my buddy up and I says, this is happening. He goes, he starts laughing on the phone. I go, what? He goes, you're a psychic. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're an empath. I'm like, what is that? You're an empath, a psychic, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that started the whole ritual of everything that's happened to me ever since.
Yeah. That was
and
the switch.
We end up finding out the house has a demon in it. It's a curse. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And it's attached to the home. And I've had the Warrens come out. They did an investigation. They're an Nesper team. Dan Rivera is their lead investigator. He brought his team
out. Yeah, we've had him on.
Yeah.
Yep. He came, he brought his team over there and tons of evidence. When they first came in, the first thing it said was, get out.
Oh.
On the radio. You heard it. Play it back.
Yeah, then I leave. Out. That's when I leave.
They did not want them there. Because like, they knew they would discover whatever was happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it just started getting more crazy.
Yeah.
And then we started doing investigations, which was making it, the house more energized.
Get out.
Right.
More spirits are coming in.
Did not hear that.
Portals. Have you ever heard of portals? They're just openings where spirits come in and out.
Right. Like the
just like a travel.
Like the subway system. Yeah.
The subway system.
Yeah.
So.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point, like, the house was gone.
And, well, the reason why I think the house wanted me to buy it because there was 12 spirits trapped in the home.
Oh.
Because of the demon.
So you had to get rid of the demon so they could get out?
I basically warded them to a second section of the house where they were protected, and eventually I found out I could also do that. I could pass on spirits.
Are you married?
Yes.
All right, so she believes in all this stuff. Because that'd be hard now.
Yeah, like, some of it.
Okay.
But I also have, there's Indians on that property, Indian spirits, and supposedly, my buddy, Nick, he's very clairvoyant, and we talked to them, and they said that they awarded me or gave me...
So how does your wife handle all this? Like, this
Indians.
Is their little group, they
right.
do their thing, and
yeah.
just don't get too crazy around
she
the
comes
kids.
On investigations with us.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. So she's a little bit into
and
it.
And don't bring any of them in the house!
Right.
So this okay. is a crazy story. So
I don't know if I have time for a crazy story.
Real quick.
All right.
Driving down Route 25, lanes start to merge. This aggressive driver trying to almost run us off into the oncoming traffic.
That's gonna
we're
get,
going.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's let it go. It's happened not once, but twice. And then, so anyway, these Indian spirits that are with me, they're
in the car with you?
They follow me.
Yeah.
They protect me, supposedly. That's what
they're
my buddy...
Right
that's
now?
What, yeah, yeah. There's like two or four.
That's why I moved over here.
Here?
Yeah.
You in the studio or now they would just...
No, they're here.
They're here. They're here.
That's and there's more. Here.
Like
and there's more than that.
Like bodyguards.
It's my energy.
I have a one guest policy, by the way.
Well, get on the mic. Get on the mic. Just hang
out. Okay, as long as you don't
we're
talk.
We're driving like down the road, like and the guy, all of a sudden the guy gets aggressive and turns on his high beams. I'm like, that's it. Pull over.
Right.
Because I'm not dealing with this guy.
You're going to let him go by or you're going to...
Let him go by yeah, or okay. handle it.
Right.
Whatever.
Just, right.
Or handle it.
Either or.
I'm not. I was getting very angry.
Oh,
and
boy.
I started getting so angry. The lights turn off in the guy's car, and then he veers off the road into the woods.
Whoops.
And my wife doesn't believe in that. She goes, that just happened. That freaked her out.
Yeah.
Then last night, we're talking, my buddy and Nick.
You
and I,
have to go.
We did an investigation again. We went back to the property.
You have to go.
I never told Nick this story. We went to the property. We're in the backyard, and we're speaking to these Indians, the chief.
Yeah.
And he goes, how are they working out for you?
Nice.
That's what he gets.
Yeah, checking out. Yeah.
And I go, help. I go, what do you mean? He goes, the car. And I says, oh my God.
Right.
I'm getting chills now.
Yep.
He goes,
goosebumps too.
They're working. I says, they're working out very well then.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that
doing
happened,
a good job. Yep.
So spirits can make things happen.
Wow.
Like the
you're
animal.
Like, you're like fire starter. They don't want to make you angry. The whole building all burned down.
Has got a demon attachment.
Yeah.
So that thing could do things. That's where you got to be respectful when you're around it.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a great convention a week from this weekend at the Trumbull Marriott.
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you for your service to the country.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Sharing that story,
Thank
too.
You.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, man.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.